Hello, KMA Land, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Double X Factor. I'm Spencer Williams, here with you for the next three or so minutes to discuss this week's topic of determining what's next for you. Each week, Sandy Edie Hansen and I choose a personal growth topic, and we relay what we're researching and learning, or in other cases, what we've mastered or failed miserably at. So with this week's topic, it's in regards to big changes in your life and how you sort of make that transition while staying true to yourself and what you want out of life. Or in some cases, the change itself is in trying to find what you want. Not having a next step can be scary, really scary. Not only this program itself, but our culture as a whole is kind of about progress, personal growth, and especially next steps. So not knowing where you're going can seem overwhelming. It's hard not to get swept up in that feeling of helplessness. I want you, in any decision you make with your life, to remember that it's okay to not have all the answers in any given moment. Only you can sit with your anxieties and fears, break them down, and determine what is best for you. And unless you are dealing with life and death situations, in most cases, it doesn't have to be a split-second decision. It also needs to be only your decision. Sure, other people are great for advice and their own ideas of success, security, and happiness, but you may not share in those. Know that you are smart and capable of getting where you need to be. Emily France of tinybuddha.com wrote an article on her own personal transition when she finished her master's degree and was left with no idea of what to really do next. She said the hardest part of being unemployed was settling in instead of looking ahead. But it gave her a rare chance to take stock in what really mattered. When you find yourself adding up what's missing, it's so very important to go back and apply focus to what isn't. She said, quote, "It made me realize that being in between was in a way a blessing. I had the freedom to pursue opportunities where, when, and with whom I wanted. Settling into the journey forced me to treat myself more kindly and give myself the time and space to craft meaning in new ways," end quote. Now, Emily didn't have a magic pill to help you take the next step, mainly because she can't give you your next step. And neither can we here on the Double X Factor, because it's always up to you, and it needs to come from you. There's so much opportunity at a crossroads, and learning to trust yourself is at the forefront. You've gotten yourself to this point. And generally, in that moment when you feel like you don't know anything, it's then that you figure out exactly what comes next. And next up for the Double X Factor is Sandy's take on this very topic tomorrow. And I'll be back with you on Thursday. Thanks so much for tuning in each weekday on KMA and anytime at kmaland.com and on social media at KMAXXFactor.